KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201 DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Stocks fell sharply today as investors prepare for a rocky economic ride. NPR Scott Horsley reports all of the major stock indices extended their big losses from last week as the Trump administration prepares to slap 25% tariffs on imported steel and aluminum.
The import taxes are set to take effect on Wednesday, just as the Labor Department reports on inflation. The tariffs could put more upward pressure on prices. In an interview with Fox News that aired over the weekend, President Trump was asked about the threat of a recession this year. He refused to rule it out. One of the day's big losers on Wall Street was Elon Musk's electric car company, Tesla. Musk has been leading the administration's aggressive cost-cutting efforts, which have already cost tens of thousands of federal employees their jobs. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow's closed down more than 2%, S&P 500 off 2.7%, and the Nasdaq has closed down 4%. NASA has laid off its chief scientist. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports her position was deemed redundant as part of larger staffing cuts at the agency.
Dr. Kate Calvin had served as NASA's chief scientist since 2022. Her job was to advise senior leadership on the space agency's many scientific missions. She also served as the agency's senior advisor on climate change and was a leading government climate scientist. Calvin was one of 23 employees at NASA who lost their jobs, according to a statement from the agency. Others worked in the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. The space agency says it plans more layoffs in the near future to comply with an executive order from President Trump. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News, Washington.
Near the White House, the deconstruction of the area known as Black Lives Matter Plaza is underway. Nearly 5 years ago, a crew painted Black Lives Matter in a massive yellow lettering that spanned two city blocks in clear view of the White House. It was a tribute to the impact of George Floyd, a black man whose death at the hands of law enforcement resulted in racial justice protests around the globe. Under pressure from the Trump White House and some congressional Republicans, D.C. began dismantling the plaza this morning. The new district attorney for Los Angeles, Nathan Hochman, says he will not support the resentencing of Lyle and Eric Menendez. The siblings gained notoriety after they murdered their parents at their Beverly Hills home in 1989. They've waged a decades-long battle to be released from prison, claiming sexual abuse. But the DA says the brothers have repeatedly lied. Hochman noted, though, that California Governor Gavin Newsom has the final say.
He has unilateral constitutional power to commute the Menendez's sentences if he chooses, and release them today.
The Menendez brothers, who are now in their 50s, are serving a life sentence. The Dow's closed down nearly 900 points, or more than 2%. It's NPR News. A powerful tornado tore through portions of Central Florida this morning. Local media report the twister touched down along the busy I-4 corridor in Lake Mary and Longwood and caused significant damage, partially collapsing a home and flipping over vehicles. The mortgage lender Rocket Companies plans to take over Redfin in an all-stock deal. The Associated Press reports is valued at $1.75 billion. The deal gives one of the country's largest mortgage lenders an in-house network of more than 2,000 real estate agents across more than half the country, as well as Redfin's popular home and rental housing listings platform. To mark the 200th anniversary of the birth of composer Johann Strauss II, his most famous composition, The Blue Danube, will be beamed into space, a collaboration between the European Space Agency and the Vienna Symphony Orchestra. The live performance will be transmitted into the cosmos in May. Jeff London with details.
Stanley Kubrick's film 2001: A Space Odyssey made the Blue Danube waltz synonymous with space. Now it's becoming a reality. When the Vienna Symphony plays the Johann Strauss Waltz live on the evening of May 31st, it will be transmitted by electromagnetic wave at the speed of light from a deep space antenna in Cebrero, Spain. According to the European Space Agency, the sound will reach NASA's Voyager 1 in deep space 23 hours later. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkenap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory Tuesday. Today, west winds 20 knots, sea 7 feet. Tonight, west winds 20 knots, sea 6 feet. And Tuesday, northwest winds 25 knots, sea 6 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, west winds 25 knots, sea 6 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, sea 5 feet. And Tuesday, west winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning through Tuesday. Today, southwest winds 35 knots, seas 13 feet with snow and rain. Tonight, west winds 40 knots, seas 15 feet with snow and rain. And Tuesday, west winds 35 knots, diminishing to 25 in the afternoon, seas 12 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 9 feet with snow. Tonight, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 9 feet with snow and rain. And Tuesday, west winds 15 knots, seas 9 feet with snow and rain. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning tonight and Tuesday. Today, southwest winds 30 knots, seas 15 feet with snow and rain. Tonight, southwest winds 40 knots, seas 20 feet with snow and rain. And Tuesday, west winds 35 knots, diminishing to 25 in the afternoon, seas 17 feet with snow. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, numerous snow showers. Snow accumulation can be up to 2 inches. Highs in the upper 30s. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 35. Tonight, snow and rain in the evening, then snow showers after midnight. Areas of blowing snow after midnight. Snow accumulation can be up to 7 inches. Lows in the upper 20s to mid 30s. West winds 15 to 30 miles per hour. And Tuesday, areas of blowing snow in the morning. Snow showers in the morning, then snow likely in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to 5 inches. Highs in the upper 20s to upper 30s. West winds 10 to 25 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There's a high tide at 1:45 a.m. at 5 feet 9 inches. A low at 6:52 at 3 feet 6 inches. A high at 12:37 p.m. at 6 feet 11 inches. And a low tonight at 7:38, a minus tide of 2 inches. Your sun rose at 9:09 this morning, and your sun will set at 8:36, giving us 11 hours and 29 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Start off this hour with the Psychedelic Furs with Pretty in Pink. After that, Stand Back, a piece by Stevie Nicks, and then the Jackaroo by the Grateful Dead. Here's the Psychedelic Furs.
Yeah. Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Up now, have Depeche Mode with Martyr, and then The Cure with Catch, and after that, The Clash with Straight to Hell.
I've been a martyr for love, and I will die in the flames. As I draw my last breath, as I'm closing on death, I will call out your name. I've been a martyr for love, nailed up on the cross. We'll be right back.
sometimes try to catch her, but never even call her name. Yes, I sometimes even try to catch her, but never even call her name.
No man's land. asylum here. King Solomon, he never lived round here. Straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy.
Yeah, the Kinks are coming out with Come Dancing. Yeah, after that, we have Russ Ballard with Voices, and then Paul McCartney with Say, Say, Say. That's with Michael Jackson, I believe.
Tune in to KSDP 6 to 7 p.m. Sundays for the TED Radio Hour. The show features TED Talks, technology, entertainment, design, grouped and expanded for an hour of thoughtful new ideas.
Yeah, let me go through this again. I pushed the wrong button. So Russ Ballard with Voices. Then we have Paul McCartney with Michael Jackson with Say, Say, Say. And then the Smiths with William, It Was Really Nothing.